Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Carlson got the first one last night, a win here in Sacramento, setting up for game two. David Peterson out there on the mound today. I know that was kind of a weird situation last time out, pitching at home where he got sick and had to eventually come out of the game. Is that on his mind, or is that just a freak thing, here and gone and forget it?
Yeah, I don't think he's on his mind at all. It was a weird incident, you know, that happened there. And then, like I said, I think he probably 10 seconds, you know, but then when he kept on going, he was perfectly fine. According to him, obviously the results weren't there, but yeah, after that, you know, no issues at all. So he's making his normal start, and we're gonna treat it as it is.
What did you gather from just watching the game last night? I know we talked about the ball flies. It felt like at times it did, and then at times it didn't. Because I'm thinking Peterson's watching the game, thinking, okay, how does this park play? How am I going to game plan?
Yeah, we're sitting here, and we still don't know. Because yesterday there was a couple of balls that I thought we didn't hit well and got all the way to the wall. And I thought they hit a few balls that I thought they were for sure going to be a homer, and they didn't go out. So it's a day game. So I don't know. We just got to come in and execute pitches, stay in the attack, and see what happens.
I'm not going to ask you about Pete Alonso because it seems like I'm doing that every single day, but I'll talk about the guy that keeps getting on base ahead of him in Juan Soto. And I guess you can say Juan Soto with an 830 OPS is the word struggling? I don't know what it is to describe it. How would you – I don't know if you look at the numbers, but how would you describe his first, you know, two weeks as a Met?
Yeah, I do look at the numbers, obviously. I know what's going on. When you got a guy that is putting an 830 and people are talking about, like, you know, he's not off to a good start. I was like, man, you know, a tough league here, you know. It's high expectations. It's like the guy's putting an 830. It feels like he gets on base at least twice a game, you know, and making it tough on pitchers. So, look, man, special player, and I get it. People will talk about he's only 830. Like, 830 is 830, you know?
What have you seen from him? Just his demeanor as he gets more and more comfortable with orange and blue on, new clubhouse, trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, look, he's quiet, you know, but easy going, easy to talk to, very approachable, very smart, super humble, and he's such a competitor, man. Like, he wants to win, you know, and when that doesn't happen, he takes it personal. And that's what you want, you know, and that's what makes him an elite player. But again, in this early here in the season, it's been great.
JT Ginn, former Mets draft pick, is going to pitch for the I'm trying not to say Oakland A's, going to pitch for the A's today here in Sacramento, coming up from AAA. He had a little big league time last year. What are you seeing from an old Mets minor leaguer?
Yeah, I've been watching films since last night, this morning. It's a guy that is going to throw a lot of sinkers, you know. He's very effective against righties, you know, and we got to push him out, some of the righties. He's going to try to front hip the two-seam. He's got that slider. He's going to attack the strike zone, and we got to get him in the zone and up in the zone and attack him.
Our calls, thank you.
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.